CRI News, I'm Xiao Yi. Chinese Premier Wen Jiabao says an immediate task for East Asian nations in the face of the global financial crisis is to maintain continuous and rapid development of the region's economy. Addressing the 6th East Asia Summit in Bali, Indonesia, Wen said East Asian nations should provide momentum for the world's economy's robust, sustainable and balanced development. He said China is willing to work with all sides to make the summit more fruitful and benefit more countries and peoples. Echoing Wen's remarks, participants at the summit said under the current international political and economic situation, East Asian cooperation should continue to wield the influence of ASEAN domination and the existing mechanism to intensify mutual support and coordination, and deepen cooperation in the fields of economy and trade, finance, and food and energy security. Meanwhile, on the sidelines of the East Asian summits in Bali, Premier Wen Jiabao met with his Australian counterpart Julia Gillard and Singaporean Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong and promised that China will work together with Australia and Singapore to jointly push forward bilateral ties. He's also called on the two countries to push forward financial cooperation, increase exchanges in the fields of education, culture and society, and deepen coordination in regional affairs so as to strive for new development in bilateral relations. Chinese Ambassador to the United States, Zhang Yesui, says the U.S. needs to ease its control of high-tech products to China to advance trade investment. Speaking at the first China General Chamber of Commerce, USA annual gala, Zhang told business leaders from both countries that U.S. exports to China, which accounted for less than 7% of China's total imports, was not compatible with the status of the overall bilateral relationship and China's demand. Libya's interim Prime Minister Abdel Rahim al-Kib has confirmed the capture of Saif al-Islam, the second son of late ousted Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi. He didn't give any details on the capture, but said Saif would be treated well in accordance with international law and that the Libyan judicial authorities would communicate with the International Criminal Court to determine where he must be tried. Earlier, a military officer of the ruling National Transitional Council announced Saif was seized in Saba, a desert town in southern Libya. Saif al-Islam has been on the run since forces of the National Transitional Council took over Tripoli in late August. He is wanted by the International Criminal Court, which issued warrants on June 27th against him, as well as his father, and Abdullah al-Sisi, former intelligence chief in Gaddafi's regime, on charges of crimes against humanity in cracking down on anti-Gaddafi protests. One protester died and more than 600 others were injured in clashes with police in Tahrir Square in the Egyptian capital of Cairo on Saturday. The clash happened when security forces tried to disperse the crowds with tear gas. Protesters threw stones at police and set police vehicles ablaze. They've been demanding early transfer of power to civilian rule following the downfall of President Hosni Mubarak. Assistant Interior Minister Sami Sidum blamed the violence on some parties wishing to create chaos and instability in the country in order to delay the coming elections. China plans to translate and publish some 2,000 foreign classics in social sciences in the next 10 years. The plan is part of the country's largest programs of academic translation and publication. The current series, covering 500 famous foreign classics in philosophy, politics, law, economics, history, and linguistics, was first published in the 1980s. The number then grew to 300 in 1996 and 400 by 2003. Notable works include The Economics by Paul Samuelson and Social Contract of Jean-Jacques Rousseau. The government will offer financial support to the project. The series is believed to have made fundamental and continuous contributions to China's economic and cultural developments. China's consumption of natural gas rose more than 20% year-on-year to over 104 billion cubic meters in the first 10 months, driven by an increased demand for power, according to the country's top economic planner. The consumption of natural gas stood at 11 billion cubic meters in October, up 21% from last year, the National Development and Reform Commission said on its website. The commission attributed the increase to high demands from chemical fertilizer production and electricity generation in the coastal provinces of Jiangsu and Zhejiang. And that's the latest on CRI.